Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, where innovation, sustainability, and technology converge to shape a better future. I'm Aisha Williams, founder and CEO of Impact Vest. In each episode, we bring you bold ideas, expert insights, and real-world solutions from changemakers across industries. Whether you're an entrepreneur, policymaker, investor, or just passionate about impact, this podcast is for you. So let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Impact Vest podcast. I am Tanya Love Lamort, the Managing Director of the Impact Vest Alliance. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Flora Espion, the co-founder of Cozy Connect, a platform that will provide local communities access to essential services within the Ivory Coast. Welcome to our podcast, Flora.
Thank you, Tanya.
And I want to start off today just getting to know you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your experiences.
Thanks again, Tanya. So I am Flora Espion. I was born and raised in the Ivory Coast, a country known for its vibrant culture, stunning landscape, and deep cult community values. I was lucky enough to grow up in a privileged home, but my father instilled in us a profound sense of gratitude and responsibility. He was the kind of man who, during power cuts, would provide electricity for the community, organize large barbecues and invite the neighbors, and ensure everyone around felt cared for. So his example taught me that giving back should be at the heart of everything we do and everything we are as humans. At the age of 16, I moved to the UK, where I pursued my studies. And over the past 13 years, I've built a career driving business growth and forging strategic partnerships in some of the world's leading fintech organizations. I've worked with diverse teams across the EMEA region, delivering innovative solutions to complex challenges. So my journey has been defined by a desire to create meaningful impact, which has culminated in my co-founding of Cozy Connect today. So it's a venture that is deeply tied to the values that my father taught me and the needs that I've witnessed growing up in the Ivory Coast.
What an inspiration your father has had on not only your journey, but starting Cozy Connect. So expound a little bit. What inspired you to create Cozy Connect, and what's the story behind becoming the co-founder?
Totally. So the inspiration for Cozy Connect came from a deep understanding of the challenges in accessing reliable local services in Ivory Coast. So despite being a country of immense talent and potential, there's often a lack of structure and trust in how people connect with service providers. So whether it's finding a skilled hairdresser, a reliable gardener, or a trustworthy house security, it tends to be word of mouth, and you're never really sure where really are with really. So as someone who grew up in the Ivory Coast and now works in the business world, I saw the opportunity to kind of bridge this gap. Cozy Connect was born out of the desire to create a platform that not only solves a practical problem, but also uplifts local talent and foster economic empowerment. My co-founder and I wanted to build something that transforms how people engage with services, making it easier and more transparent and more accessible to the population and to the talent providers too. So Cozy Connect is really about convenience. It's about creating trust and really opportunity, and also change innovation.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Can you dive a little deeper into describing the service and solution that you will offer to your clients? And what's your plan for growth and scaling in the local economy?
Totally. Yeah. So Cozy Connect, as I touched on, is a platform really designed to simplify the way individuals and businesses access trust, reliable local services in Ivory Coast. So we provide a seamless and transparent way for clients to connect with a wide range of professionals. So that includes hairdressers, makeup artists, electricians, plumbers, gardeners, you know, security personnel, tutors, many more, whatever you feel like could be relevant or needed for local people. So the solution is grounded really in addressing two key challenges: a lack of trust, as I touched on earlier, in informal service markets, and the inefficiencies of finding skilled professionals. So clients using Cozy Connect can compare service providers based on reviews and comments that will be left on the platform, and the availability, the pricing, and enabling them to make informed decisions before actually selecting the person they would want to work for. And without this uncertainty, that often accompanies traditional services searches. For the service providers, Cozy Connect offers a platform to build their reputation so they can showcase the skills they have in an area where they can take pictures of what they do, what they've done, and grow their client base. So it's kind of through the streamlined process, they can focus on delivering quality services while we take care of the visibility of what they do and creating that trust in between them and the customer, and also access to the opportunities for them. So what's the plan for growth and scaling in the local economy? So the plan for growth and scaling on the local community is centered on scalability and local relevance. So Cozy Connect will initially focus on urban hubs like Abidjan, where demand for skilled services is the highest, and where both clients and service providers are increasingly adopting digital tools. So we will target key service sectors such as beauty, home services, security, to establish a strong foothold in the market. As the platform gains traction, we plan to expand into secondary cities such as Bouaké, Yamoussoukro, San Pedro, the other next biggest hub, where similar needs exist but with fewer structured solutions available. So by building relationships with local associations, we were thinking cooperative communities organizations, we aim to tailor our services to meet the unique challenges of each area, really. And then to scale sustainably, we will leverage partnerships with local banks and mobile money providers to simplify payments and encourage adoptions among clients and providers who may not have access to traditional financial tools. So our marketing strategy will include both digital outreach and community engagement, ensuring that we reach our target audience across all segments of society. And beyond the Ivory Coast, we see tremendous potential to replicate this model across West Africa, adapting to the cultural and economic realities of each market. The goal is not just to expand geographically, but also to deepen the impact that we have in this community by creating additional features, such as training programs, financing opportunities, and tools for the service providers to grow their own business too.
That's really amazing. And I like how you are focused on the local economy. Can you expound a little bit? You touched on some points, but expound a little bit more on how you're empowering local talent and contributing to the overall socioeconomic development within the Ivory Coast.
Totally, yeah. So Cozy Connect is built on the belief that empowering local talent is one of the most effective ways to drive socioeconomic development. So our platform provides skilled professionals with access to a broader market of clients, removing barriers such as lack of visibility, trust, that often limit the growth. So by connecting the service providers directly to the clients, we help them generate consistent income and build their own reputation and achieve financial independence. That's where we really want to be. We want each one of these talent professionals to achieve financial independence, whatever that means for them. So for many, this could mean transitioning from an informal word-of-mouth network to a more structured and professional way of operating. In addition, we aim to create a level playing field where even those with limited resources can access opportunities to showcase their skills. So on a broader scale, Cozy Connect contributes to economic development by keeping value with the local economy, hiring local services providers, reducing reliance on external services, fostering self-sufficient and boosting community resilience. And furthermore, as service providers see their incomes grow, this additional purchasing power ripples through the economy, supporting local businesses and creating a positive cycle of growth. So in the future, we plan to expand our impact by offering training and mentorship programs for service providers and getting themselves into learning more, equipping them with the skills and tools to further improve in the quality of the services, to further improve in their skills by nurturing talent and creating pathways for success. Cozy Connect is more than just a platform. It's kind of a catalyst for change, driving both individual empowerment and collective prosperity in the Ivory Coast.
I like how you said it's more than just a platform, it's a catalyst for change, because I was actually thinking on how you're actually building a community around the platform and you're having all of these different connectors. So it's amazing how you're not only providing a service, but you're providing support at the same time, through the different connections. In a general sense, everything you talked about, even with your platform, is innovation. In general, how do you see innovation playing a key role in creating solutions for clients?
So innovation is at the heart of Cozy Connect. It's really the heart of it all. Technology allows us to solve challenges that have long hindered access to reliable services, like lack of transparency, inefficient communication, and trust issues. With technology, we are able to kind of tackle these key issues. So by creating a user-friendly platform, we're able to match clients' needs with service providers quickly. There is also the hint on speed here and efficiently, while providing reviews and rating to ensure trust and accountability. So technology give us this power, enable us to provide this type of platform. More than that, also innovation allow us to adapt to local contexts. So for example, integrating mobile money payment system that is purely local way for people to pay. So it's a widely used solution in Ivory Coast, and that is also based on technology. It kind of ensures accessibility for users who may not have access to traditional banking, and innovation is just about technology. It's not purely about technology, but that piece of technology would definitely help us quite a lot. But innovation also for Cozy Connect is about understanding the real needs of people and designing solutions that work for them. So we will also take internal reviews and consider them to make the service even better each time.
Wow. And let's say with the word technology, you gave me a thought. What are your thoughts on technology transformation and social impact in today's environment?
So technology is one of the most powerful tools we have today to create social impact with all the social media out there. It has the ability to really bridge gaps, connect people, and scale solutions at a speed that was unimaginable a few decades ago. In the Ivory Coast, where digital adoption is growing truly rapidly, technology is a game changer. It's not just it can be a game changer, it will be a game changer for economic empowerment and community building.
And how do you measure social and environmental impact at Cozy Connect?
So at Cozy Connect, I think we'll measure social impact by tracking the number of service providers joining our platform and also the income growth, because we have visibility on that over time, and the feedback from customers for clients who benefit from the accessibility and reliable services on economic level. So we have that included within the platform. We are able to track that within the platform.
Okay. And you talked a lot about what you're doing with the platform and beyond, but where do you see Cozy Connects going in the future? What's your future direction?
So I see Cozy Connect becoming the go-to platform for connecting people with trusted service providers, not just in Ivory Coast, but across West Africa. Our future involves scaling to other countries with similar market gaps, adapting to the unique cultural and economic context. Also beyond geographical expansion, I envision Cozy Connect integrating additional features such as training programs for service providers to enhance their skills, partnerships with microfinance institutions to offer financial services to those professionals for them to be able to expand on their business, and a greater emphasis on technology-driven efficiencies, really. So ultimately, Cozy Connect aims not only to meet immediate service needs, but also become a driver for long-term economic empowerment and innovation in the region.
So I enjoy everything that you're doing. It's such an inspiration, and you are not only empowering the local talent, you're driving sustainability for the future and where we're going. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listening audience that I haven't asked you as your closing comments? What's something you want to leave us? What message do you want to leave us with?
Yes, totally. So I like to say that Cozy Connect is more than just a business. It's a movement, really. It's a movement to create trust, to create opportunities, to kind of create change. And starting in the Ivory Coast, But the goal is to grow. It truly is by simplifying how we connect with local services. We're fostering a culture of collaboration and empowerment. To anyone listening, I encourage you to look at the challenges in your own communities and see them as opportunities for impact. Change begins with when we take the first steps towards solutions that empower people and strengthen economies and make our world just a little bit better for every one of us.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Flora. It has truly been a pleasure speaking with you, and we are delighted to have you as one of our Impact Best Alliance members.
Thank you, Tanya.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you found value in today's conversation, subscribe, share, and be part of the movement towards a more sustainable and inclusive future. Stay connected with us, and remember, impact isn't just an idea, it's a choice we make every day. So let's build the future together. See you next time on the Impact Best Podcast.